This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. Today, we're fortunate to have two distinguished guests on the program. First, I'd like to present Congressman John Bell Williams, Democrat from Mississippi. Congressman Williams, would you introduce our other guest, please?
Thank you very much, Dick, and I assure you this is a genuine pleasure to have this privilege of introducing our guest today. Our guest today is Dr. Robert Gare of Edinburgh, Scotland. Dr. Gare is editor of the Mankind Quarterly, published in Edinburgh, and it's an international publication. Dr. Gare is formerly professor of anthropology and head of the postgraduate department of anthropogeography at the University of Sagar, India. To attempt to outline all of Dr. Gare's qualifications in the field of race would take the entire 15 minutes of this program, so I would just have to hit the highlights of his career. During World War II, Dr. Gare, as a member of the British Army, served as educational advisor of the military government of Italy. He served as director of education of the Allied Control Commission of Italy, and as such, carried out the denazification of the educational system of that country. He is editor of numerous publications and textbooks on the subject of anthropology and other treatises on race. He is a recognized authority on all races of all phases of racial problems, and I'm very happy to welcome to the United States a distinguished visitor, Dr. Robert Gare. Dr. Gare, we are very happy to have you in the States.
It's a great pleasure to me to be here at this time and to meet all of you and learn something of your problems, and if I can, to make some slight contribution towards them.
Dr. Gare, you have recently toured the Union of South Africa, have you not?
Yes.
And in the Republic of South Africa, there's been a lot of talk in this country about the various racial problems which they are encountering. Could you give us a quick comparison of the racial problems in South Africa compared perhaps to Great Britain or the United States?
Well, primarily, of course, the racial problem is more complex because not only have you Europeans and Negroes, that is, Negroes of the Bantu races, but there are also Bushmen and Hottentots, and then there are Indians and Pakistanis. And in addition to that, the Cape Colored, who are of Malayan and Indonesian origin and crossed with white.
Dr. Gare, I believe you've traveled all over Africa, haven't you?
Well, in many parts of Africa.
And you are
yes.
Well acquainted, as I understand it, with conditions as they exist, particularly in South Africa.
Yes, that is so.
How is South Africa seeking to solve its racial problem?
South Africa, of course, has had, until recently, the multiracial society, which inevitably, in my opinion, leads to a caste system, and that, of course, means some form of color bar. But the problem today is being tackled from a different angle of separate development, so that the government is creating areas which it is designating as homelands for the Bantu, and no white man or company is allowed to have property, lands, or factories in these areas. And the tribes are being encouraged to have their own self-government and build up their own communities and retain their people on the land. And in order to do this and to cope with, at the same time, the big explosion of population on the part of the Bantu, they're carrying out vast irrigation schemes, for example, in the northern Transvaal, and this, it is hoped, will provide the Bantu with the means of subsistence, which they have not got today because of the very rapid increase of population on the part of the natives of South Africa, apart from the fact that this problem has been made worse by the immigration of thousands of Negroes from other parts of Africa who come in as illegal immigrants in order to enjoy the high standard of living and facilities which are to be obtained in South Africa.
How does the South African system compare with that, say, in India, where you were at a university for some time?
Well, the Indians, of course, have a caste system, and that caste system arose because of the conquest of India by European peoples, the Hindus, who overran the colored peoples, and so, to protect themselves, produced a caste system which is virtually the same as a color bar.
The word in the Indian language for caste also means color, doesn't
it? Yes, the word is varna in the Sanskrit and means color.
Now, we hear a lot in this country, Dr. Gere, about how we should adjust our pattern of race relations to please world opinion. What is your observation on that?
I don't think that one should set out to please world opinion, because world opinion changes every 10 or 20 years. And if you're going to do that and not be guided by long-term objectives, then you're simply going to be like a weathercock and turning round to every change of opinion.
Doctor, may I ask a question at this point? You are familiar with conditions as they exist in South Africa, and as I understand it, you are familiar with the problems that they have in South Africa. Has the press reported that objectively, the world press?
I would say no. Certainly as far as the English-speaking press is concerned, and the press of the most of the northern countries of Europe, I would say the reporting has been definitely partial, and it has not given the credit to the South African government for the great efforts it is undoubtedly making for the welfare of the Bantu.
May I say that that's one of the problems that we've had to cope with in the South, is objective reporting of incidents which occur in the South.
The South Africans, Dr. Gere, are threatened by UN sanctions of various types, economic or political sanctions. Do the people of South Africa seem very much concerned about this prospect?
No, I don't think anybody, excepting a very small group, are at all. Certainly as far as the majority of the Afrikaners are concerned, and a large proportion of the English-speaking people, they are quite confident with regard to the future of their country. The country is largely self-supporting. It is growing more self-supporting every day. Their economy is bounding forward. After all, if you're sitting on a heap of gold and diamonds, you can look any economy anywhere in the face.
How do you account for the pressure on behalf of race mixing or integration, so-called, that is being put forth every day by the governments of the major white countries of the world?
I think it's simply because they are really bankrupt of any policy. They are taking the easiest line of resistance. That is, retreating from what is a difficult and intransigent problem and buying time and support, they hope, from those who are constantly assailing those white areas where there is a color problem.
Dr. Gere, we've heard a good bit of comment in years past from various government spokesmen in Great Britain concerning the way that we might go about solving our racial problems. Of late, however, the British have been rather silent on this. Is this because of the influx of colored migrants to the British Isles?
Well, I think that that is having an effect, because it's very easy to be liberal and broad-minded when you haven't got the problem on your own doorstep. But with race riots which have occurred at Notting Hill Gate in London and in Birmingham and Coventry in England, it has shown many people that where you get the two colors coming together, and where there's not adequate preparation and adequate arrangements to prevent difficulties, the difficulties will arise.
Is the British government considering steps now to limit colored migration?
Yes, colored migration, immigration into Britain is definitely limited.
Now, Dr. Gere, you're the editor of the Mankind Quarterly, which describes itself on the cover as an international journal dealing with race and inheritance in the fields of ethnology, ethno and human genetics, ethnopsychology, racial history, demography, and anthropogeography. The Mankind Quarterly is a scholarly publication, and I'd like to ask you this. we've been led to believe in this country that the bulk of scientific opinion favors racial integration or an admixture of the races. Do you find that this is changing?
I think it's changing very, very much. In fact, I don't admit your first statement. I think the bulk of the people who are most clement and noisy favor integration or race mixture, shall we say. But that does not take any notice of the very great body of scientific opinion that remains silent, which if it was asked to express its opinion or allowed to express its opinion, would, I am perfectly certain, make it quite clear that race mixture would only make the problems worse and not better.
Why are some scientists remaining silent?
Well, I think some are intimidated, because where scientists have been bold and spoken boldly, they have received so much abuse of every kind that many feel that it is better to be silent and avoid having to be disturbed from their work in this way.
Congressman Williams, I'm sure that you'll agree that we're fortunate to have a man of Dr. Gary's stature in this country for a brief visit.
We certainly are. He's the type of man we would like to have for a citizen in this country.
I'm going to have to interrupt both of you right now because our time has gone by all too quickly for today. Our guests on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum have been Dr. Robert Gere of Edinburgh, Scotland, editor of the Mankind Quarterly, Congressman John Bell Williams, Democrat from Mississippi. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.